The Smithereens have released their first album of new material in 12 years. The collection is called Smithereens 2011 and was produced by Don Dixon, who produced R.E.M.'s earliest albums, as well as some of the Smithereens' first records. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
As you are near me, I can see things clearly. Let me state sincerely, all my cares are gone. As long as you are near me, I will have the strength to carry on.
In the world of the Smithereens, women tend to be girls who tend to be either the saviors or the destroyers of the singer's closed-in universe. With a lesser band of middle-aged American men deploying guitar chords and harmonies that evoke 1960s British invasion pop, this could come off as stunted, even laughable. With the Smithereens, however, it's an achievement in a musical conservatism rendered joyously. Live inside a world of our own, assert the Smithereens on that song. Lead singer Pat D'Anizio is addressing his observations to a woman he's obsessed with. Or perhaps I should say, a woman engaged with D'Anizio in a mutual obsession. That's what a lot of Smithereen lyrics are about. Two people who create a world for themselves against all odds, with everyone around them trying to divide them, keep them apart. Everything in Smithereen world is like a film noir shot in psychedelic colors. In Keep On Running, the story plays out like a teen drama such as Rebel Without a Cause. They say I'm a fool and I'm wrong for you, the band harmonizes as one. We will leave this town and together we'll roam. They say I'm a fool. The soundtrack to these Baby Let's Blow This Joint scenarios is a thundering mass of guitars and drums that seem powered by the Marshall amplifiers that gave records by The Who and Jimi Hendrix their thick reverberation. Combine that with harmonies and melodies that cross the Beatles with the Birds, and you know why the Smithereens can hit a sweet spot among listeners for whom the late 60s and early 70s was a summit point for pop rock. The Smithereens have traded in nostalgia, recording, for example, an album reproducing The Who's rock opera Tommy, and Meet the Smithereens, which covered the entire Meet the Beatles album. But this New Jersey band has a talent for creating fresh variations that prevent dust or mist from clouding their music. Smithereens 2011 reaches a peak with the song that opens the album, the sour-tempered yet utterly transporting Sorry.
Things get better when we're apart. Cause every time I'm with you, girl, you break my heart. Cause you don't look at things the same as me. You say stay and I say no. You make me wanna run when you say hello. Cause you and I will always disagree. I will stand up, I will fall.
"I would like to say I'm sorry, but I won't," goes the refrain of Sorry. It's one of their sullen "Why Did You Do Me Wrong" songs. To say that the Smithereens are stuck in a perennial adolescence is, in a twisted way, to pay them the compliment they seek. The band prefers to keep things not simple, but narrow. Their tunnel vision romanticism is, at its best, as obsessive and neurotically rich as a David Lynch film. That the Smithereens have managed to maintain this obsession since the mid-1980s until now, without repeating themselves, may keep them entrenched in cult status. But for those of us in the cult, it's a hypnotic way to live.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Smithereens 2011. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.
This is NPR.